It's time for boys high school basketball tournament action on WKTN. Your sponsors: Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, Quest Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, DLW by Twirl, Twirl Bridal, The Plaza Inn, Mount Victory State Bank, Midway Farms, Kenton Moose Family Center 428, Jacobs Electric, Cessna Transports, Ruth Law Office with Andrew Benchick, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Now live, here's Jim Holman and Devin Miller.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Ridgemont High School, the Cessna Transport pregame show. We've got Division IV boys basketball sectional semifinal action this evening as the Ridgemont Golden Gophers entertain New Bremen. The Golden Gophers are 15-7 this season. They're the fourth seed in the district. New Bremen comes at 9-13. They're the sixth seed. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jim Holman. With me is Devin Miller. We're going to get a timeout and come back to the Cessna Transport pregame show started right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids' dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club at 801 West Lima Street. The Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud sponsor of all of our area sports teams, and all of your hard work does not go unnoticed. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 would like to wish all of our area athletes the best of luck this season.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont High School. This is the Transport pregame show. Ridgemont taking on New Bremen boys basketball sectional semifinal action. Ridgemont, member of the Northwest Central Conference, they finished tied for second place this year in the NWCC standings, Devin.
Yeah, so the NWCC started off with USB finishing 9-0. It's undefeated in conference, 14-8 overall. As you mentioned, Ridgemont taking second, 6-3, 15-7 overall. Corey Rawson also tied for 6-3. 10-12 overall. Winsfield Goshen also 6-3, 10-12 overall as well. Then Lima Perry got 5-4, 7-15 overall. Ridgedale got 4-5, 13-9 overall. Hardin Northern finished also 4-5, 6-16 overall. North Baltimore 3-6, 9-13 overall. Temple Christian 1-8, 8-14 overall. Elgin 1-8, and 3-19 overall.
Northwest Central Conference being represented tonight. Several teams in action, of course, including the Ridgemont Golden Gophers and Riverside Valley in particular, the two Hardin County teams that did the best here in the Northwest Central Conference, finishing first and second. Get to get in that timeout here on the Cessna Transport pregame show. Come back, take a look at the Midwest Athletic Conference right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you tired of the same old stale beef? Well, hold on to your taste buds because we've got something beef-tastic for you. Midway Farms Beef, the beefiest beef you've ever beefed. Our beef is so fresh, it's practically doing the chicken dance in the pasture. Our beef is so fresh, it's still telling dad jokes.
Why did the cow go to space to see the moon?
That's right, our beef is fresher than your grandma's dance moves and funnier than your uncle's barbecue apron. Get yourself some Midway Farms Beef today. Call 937-243-3047. That's 937-243-3047 and beef up your life.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Jacobs Electric is a family-owned business providing reliable, detail-oriented services to our community and yours. With over 40 years' experience and 24-hour emergency service, Jacobs Electric is here for you, always. Call 419-679-1545 for all of your electrical needs. Here at Jacobs Electric, we proudly support all of our area athletes and wish them good luck in their tournament action.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the Transport pregame show. Richmond entertaining New Bremen, Division IV boys basketball sectional semifinal action. New Bremen, a member of the best high school sports conference in Ohio, the Midwest Athletic Conference. How does that stack up this year for boys basketball, buddy?
So, yeah, Delphus St. John's ended up winning that, going 9-0 undefeated, 20-2 overall. Coldwater finishes 8-1, 17-5 overall. St. Henry 7-2, 17-5 overall. Minster finished 5-4, 13-9 overall. Versailles got 4-5, 11-11 overall. Murray Local finished 4-5 as well, 9-13 overall. New Bremen finished 4-5 as well, 9-13 overall. Parkway 3-6. 12-10 overall. Fort Recovery 1-8, 7-15 overall. New Knoxville finished 0-9, 4-18 overall.
8 of the 10 teams in MAC won at least 9 games overall. They're good in things other than volleyball and football, folks. Just letting y'all know out there. And we'll find out more tonight with New Bremen here in town to take on the Golden Gophers. Big another time assist the Transport pregame show. We're taking a look at the Division 4 Northwest District 4 seedings and the standings. That's basically the bracket we're looking at here tonight with Ridgemont taking on New Bremen. Right after this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
The Mount Victory State Bank, established in 1929, is your friendly hometown bank. Whether you're looking for home, ag, auto, or personal loans, they're there to help you through it all. For all the latest information about online banking, debit cards, and loans, visit MountVictoryBank.com or call 937-354-3171. You can also stop by their location at 103 South Main Street in Mount Victory. All accounts insured by FDIC. Other banks have their branches. We have our roots.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137 for any questions.
HSLC, Infinite Opportunities.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kentwood, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back. This is the Transport pregame show live from Ridgemont High School. The Golden Gophers taking on New Bremen. This is the Division 4, Northwest District 4 district here. What do the seeds look like for these 13 teams in this district, buddy?
Yeah, so go ahead and start off with number one. LCC finished 20-2. St. Henry is second, 17-5. Minster is sitting at third, 13-9. Ridgemont Golden Gophers, number four, 15-7 overall. USB getting five in this, 14-8 overall. New Bremen, place number six with 9-13. Marion Local, place number seven with 9-13. Perry placed eighth, 7-15. Fort Recovery getting ninth with 7-15 as well. Temple Christian, 10th, 8-14. New Knoxville, 11th with 4-18. Winswood Goshen, 10-12, they got 12th, and then Ada with 5-17, they end up 13th.
We talk about the respect you have for the Midwest Athletic Conference. New Knoxville 4-18, and they got seeded above Waynesfield Goshen's 10-12. That says a lot about the teams in the MAC. I call it the MAC tax. There's about a three-game difference between playing any other league when you're playing in the MAC. It shows you how strong that conference is. Now those are the seedings. Again, the seedings basically mean the first seed gets to pick where they want to play. The second seed picks where they want to play, so on and so forth. It's not the NCAA tournament where you have 1-16, 8-9, et cetera, et cetera. So this is how this looks out tonight. First round games or sectional semifinals being played this evening. You got the top seed LCC hosting 13 Ada. The winner of that game will play the 11 seed New Knoxville for the sectional title on Friday night. Other half of that district, of that section, we've got Ridgemont, the game here, the 4 seed, entertaining New Bremen, the 6. Upper side of Al is a 5. They're hosting Fort Recovery, the 9. The winners of those two games will play at the site of the higher seed on Friday for the sectional title. Back half of the draw looks like this. You've got St. Henry, the 2 seed. They got a bye. They're going to take on the winner of tonight's Perry 8 versus Temple Christian 10 game. At the very bottom, Minster's a 3 seed. They are awaiting the winner of the Marion Local Waynesfield Goshen game. That's a 7-12 matchup. Taking the time on the Assistant Transport pregame show, go over the other team, some of the other teams in our region, what they've been doing in the tournament here. Right to this on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
The Plaza Inn Family Restaurant in Mount Victory has been serving our community since 1959, offering breakfast, lunch, dinner, and our homemade desserts. Don't forget us for your next party or catering event. Also located inside the old coach room at the Plaza Inn is the Dealership Bar and Restaurant, featuring local bands on the weekends. Stop by and check us out. The Plaza Inn and the Dealership Bar and Restaurant are proud supporters of the Ridgemont basketball team and wish them the best of luck this season. The Plaza Inn, it's worth the drive.
Hi, I'm Jade Hale from Middlefield Bank, your everything bank, and we believe in the power of community and giving back to our neighbors. Each year, Middlefield Bank finds ways to partner and support local organizations making an impact in your own backyard. From sponsoring programs and events to volunteering with local schools, organizations, and more, we're building a brighter future for your community. Get to know the community bank difference. The Middlefield Bank. Stop in and see us or learn more at middlefieldbank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont High School SESTA Transport pregame show. We've got Division IV boys sectional semifinal action in the Northwest District 4. Ridgemont entertaining New Greenmont. Ridgemont coming in 15-7 overall. They are the 4 seed. They're coming up a 75-49 over Perry on Friday. They've won 2 straight games. New Greenmont is 9-13 overall. They're the 6 seed. The Cardinals have a 1-game winning streak. Not really a streak, but it's 1, but they did win their last outing, being Fort Recovery 65-59 in overtime on Friday. Some other games around the region, boys sectional tournament action last night. Tough night for our area. A couple close ones there. Allen East slips past Riverdale 62-49. Great year for the Falcons, Drew Hobensack's team. Much improved from last year. It was a 6-game improvement in the win column. That's a big deal for the Falcons. And then the Defiance Bulldogs rallying the fourth quarter to defeat Upper Sandusky 49-41 in a sectional semifinal play last night. Tonight, we've got this game here at Ridgemont, New Bremerton. Upper Sandusky Valley entertaining Fort Recovery. Ada is taking on LCC. Waynesfield Goshen travels to Marion Local, and Hard Northern makes a trip to New Eagle. And then on Friday night, the Kenton Wildcats got a bye. They're taking on St. Mary's for a sectional championship Friday night over in Auglaize County. Should be a good one. Getting set for the national anthem. Going to come back out of starting left. This one tipped off after this one. Your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
As a member-owned financial institution, we stack the deck in your favor. Fewer fees, more frees. Quest Federal Credit Union puts our owners in a position to succeed by offering more opportunities to save where others choose to ding you for every service. Quest Federal Credit Union, member-owned since 1969. Bank better. Quest Federal Credit Union, explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back. That's the Transport pregame show. Wrapping this one up here at Ridgemont, the pregame show. Golden Gophers taking on New Bremen. Reminder by the opening tip we brought you by HSLC. The first course under the roof walls with Andrew Benchick. How about the starting lineups here, buddy?
Yes, so we're going to go ahead and do the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. We're going to do number one, Xavier Stuck. He is a junior. Connor Mann's also a junior, number 3. Colton Mann's also a junior, number 5. Harrison Repper, sophomore, number 11. And Colton Bailey, number 30. He's also a junior. For the New Bremen team, we have Aaron Thiemann. He is a 6-foot senior. Jackson Linhart, 6'4 senior. Keaton Puthoff, 6'3 senior. Rogan Muelther, he is a 5'11 junior, and Hayden Zeller, he's a 6'5 senior.
Mentioned Ridgemont coming in 15-7 the year, 6-3 in the Northwest Central Conference. They've won their last 2 games, including the 75-49 win over Perry on Friday. Golden Gophers start 4-4 this season. They have won 11 of their last 14 games. Their 3 league losses came by a total of 9 points, Brent Devin. So a very good year for Tyler Tillman's team.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as you mentioned, Ridgemont has now gone and 2 straight wins, a big 75-49 win versus Perry on it, their senior night. Before that, they did have a also big 77-56 win versus Macomb. Ridgemont and Renew Bremen, both, I was looking, both have a lot of experience. Ridgemont only having one freshman on their varsity roster and three sophomores. New Bremen only has three sophomores total on their varsity roster. New Bremen, as you mentioned, is coming in at 9-13, 4-5 in the conference. 10 losses, though, have been within the single digits. As you mentioned, you know the MAC is a spectacular conference. Last game they had was against Fort Recovery, where they did win 65-59.
A situation in New Bremen, you mentioned, lost three straight prior to that win over Fort Recovery. 10 losses by single digits, 2 in overtime, 6-6 over the last 12 games, but their worst result in that stretch is a 5-point loss. So they've played very good basketball.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as you mentioned, too, New Bremen, with their schedule being as hard as what it is, I mean, 9-13 is still a good record for that conference.
And it's a situation where the phrase gets thrown around a lot, Devin, but Corey Stevens' New Bremen team is the definition of battle-tested, playing the schedule they do, playing the Midwest Athletic Conference. My goodness. I mean, you can't imagine they're going to see anything. We'll put it this way. I've had this discussion a lot in football in the fall. It's harder to win the MAC than it is to win state for some of those teams. A situation here where you have to feel that New Bremen, given the league they play and the success they've had and the close games they've been in, nothing can surprise them tonight. You think they've seen pretty much everything at this point.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as you mentioned, too, with them having a regular schedule being as hard as what it is, I think that that's going to get them prepared to play these smaller schools that maybe have had a better record but hasn't seen the competition that New Bremen has seen.
Starting laps again for Ridgemont, Xavier Stuck, Connor Manns, Colton Manns, Harrison Ruppert, and Colton Bailey, the five for Tyler Tillman's team. For Corey Stevens' team, you got Aaron Thiemann, Jackson Leonard, Keaton Putoff, Rogan Muther, and Hayden Zeller. Huge crowd tonight here, buddy. As big as crowds I've ever seen at this gym at Ridgemont. Not a lot of empty seats on the opposite side of the court from us, buddy. And not many on this side either.
Oh, absolutely. I don't take a second to talk about Ridgemont's student section. You know, when Sean and I did the senior night the other day here, there was quite a bit of students here, but I'm going to say that there is not an empty spot over there on that student section.
It's packed. It's packed on every side. Outstanding atmosphere for high school basketball. Should be a good one tonight. Again, opening tip for HSLC. The first question is going to be the Roof Lumber, the Roof Falls with Andrew Benching. Cardinals in their road black uniforms with gold numerals. Got some red for the lettering there for New Bremen. They're going right to the left of the radio dial. Ridgemont in their home white uniforms with the green numerals, gold trim. Got 8 minutes on the clock. We're going to tip this one off on your Reed Red. 95.3 WKTM. We got Bailey jumping up for Ridgemont against Zeller for New Bremen. Ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to go to Ridgemont. It's going to be Connor Manns inbound right in front of the New Bremen bench. Coach Simzak there. I've known him for a long time. He's coached Salina. His father-in-law is a good friend of mine, broadcaster. Don't hold that against him. Anybody who knows his dad, knows his father-in-law, knows I'm referring to. It's a joke, but not really. Anyway, Ridgemont working against the New Bremen zone. Get the ball inside the Ruppert. Shot is up. It's blocked out of bounds. Nice defense there by Zeller. Ball will stay with Ridgemont. 7:41 to play in the first quarter. Connor Manns inbound for the Golden Gophers. Looking. Got a man in the corner. That's Stuck. Shot fake. Doesn't pull in the three-pointer. Kicks into Bailey at the high post. Ball stolen away by Putoff of New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals. Putoff's got in the front court. Pass over in the corner to Leonards. Back up top to Muther. To Leonards. Against the Ridgemont zone. Elbow jumper on the way now. For Thiemann, no good. Offensive rebound for New Bremen. Up and in. Jackson Leonard's first bucket of the night. 2-0 now. New Bremen on the Rutland Rio scoreboard. 7-0 to win the first quarter. Token pressure there. Good foot by Putoff. Kicks the ball into the Ridgemont student section. And Ridgemont will inbound in the backcourt. Stuck the inbound. walks up. Ball fake over to Manns, left side, cross the timeline, back to Stuck, top the key, penetrates. He's going to shoot the little elbow jumper, swish. Xavier Stuck knocks the game at 2, 6-3 play in the first quarter. Cross the timeline is New Bremen. That's Leonard's over to put off to Thiemann. Back to Leonard's three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound cleared by Ridgemont. Stuck has it, tied up in the backcourt, gets it to Reppert, back to Stuck. Cross the timeline, 6:34 to play in the first half, first quarter. Three-pointer away for Bailey, right side, boom. Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer, Colton Bailey, 5-2 now, Ridgemont on top. New Bremen breaks the press. Thiemann has it, long pass, cross court, too high. Forward cutting, moves their ball out of bounds, back to Ridgemont, 6:20 to play in the first quarter. Reminding everybody, Devin Iger name, Players of the Game brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed Over. We'll come during our Cessa Transport postgame show. Stick around for that. 6:15 play in the first quarter. Stuck across the timeline to Reppert. The high post. Kicks the ball back into Bailey. Same spot. Same result. Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer. Colton Bailey. He's got two of them. 8-2 now. Ridgemont on top. We played 2 minutes here at Ridgemont High School. New Bremen with the basketball. Zeller has it. Kicks the ball in the corner to Leonard. Oda Thiemann top the key. 5:52 and Kang in the first quarter. 8-2 Ridgemont on top of New Bremen. Near side, Muther's got it. Penetrates, gets his own, kicks the ball back out to Thiemann. Good defense by Ridgemont sitting the 2-3. Thiemann has it left side, the top of the key. Over to Muther, he penetrates. Tries to find a cutter on the back side. Good defense, stolen away by Stuck. Isn't Rizell on the back side of the zone. I was about to say, can New Bremen stay patient against that 2-3 zone? The answer there was no, that trip. Reppert has it, left side, in the corner, Manns. Back to Reppert, 5:21 to play in the first quarter. 8-2, Ridgemont on top. Manns, back to Reppert, top of the key. Down low to Bailey, double team, muscles a shot up. He's 3-for-3 from the floor. 8 points now for Colton Bailey. Rutlumber timeout by New Bremen. We'll get 1-2, 5:08 to win the first quarter. Ridgemont 10, New Bremen 2. We'll be right back.
Jacobs Electric is a family-owned business providing reliable, detail-oriented services to our community and yours. With over 40 years' experience and 24-hour emergency service, Jacobs Electric is here for you, always. Call 419-679-1545 for all of your electrical needs. Here at Jacobs Electric, we proudly support all of our area athletes and wish them good luck in their tournament action.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Remind everybody, after Devin and I go off the air, Dr. B. Brandon Burns is going to bring in the Domino's question of the game. First career call at 4-9-6-5-3000. A large line of pizza from Domino's. Red hot start for the Gophers. Colton Bailey is 3-3 from the floor. He's got 8 points. Ridgemont leads 10-2. 5:04 to play in the first quarter after that New Bremen timeout. Luther has it top the key. Bounce pass here to the Thiemann. Now to Zeller on the block. Nice post-to-post pass. Shot up. Does not go. 2 minute hard shoot. Keaton put off the 6'3 senior. Good passing interior against that zone that time for New Bremen. Colton Bailey the foul. It's going to be his first. Team first. Middle Hodges Creek will come up here for put off. The 6'3 senior. Rattles that one home. Breaks the 10-0 run there for Ridgemont. Second free throw. Bang, gets that one, goes well. 10-4 now, Ridgemont on top. Manns crosses the timeline in some trouble, hands the ball off to Stuck. Back to Reppert, back to Manns, top the key. Penetrates, flips out to Stuck. The eyes of three-pointer, thinks better, kicks it to Reppert, spins out. Good check out there by Leonard of New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals in a run. Fast break opportunity, up and in. Put up the basket, he's got 4, 10-6 now, Ridgemont on top. Ridgemont works up against the zone. Cross the timeline, bounce past the cutting Bailey. Shot no good. Gets his own rebound, puts that one up. Also off the mark. Rebound clear by Zeller of New Bremen. Cardinals in a run. Turn it over. Good work though. New Bremen gets it back. Layup up and in there for Leonard. He's got 4. 10-8.
So New Bremen very quickly equalizing the 10 points that Ridgemont scored early on.
10-8. Ridgemont on top. The worst ball. Across the timeline, got a foul on New Bremen. Foul here is going to be on Demon, his first team, first 358 play in the first quarter. Just over the halfway point. Jim Moman, Devin Miller on your region radio. 95.3 WKTN, 10-8 Ridgemont on top. Ryland Busse checking in for New Bremen, as well as Gavin Quellhorst. Ridgemont against the zone. Nice interior passing. Stuck's got a little turnaround jumper. High off the mark. No good. Rebound grab by Repper, and he's fouled. Good hustle there by Harrison. This foul's on Zeller. His first team second. Mason Auer checks in. This is a sophomore for Ridgemont. 3:45 to go in the first quarter. 10-8. Ridgemont on top of New Bremen of the Rutland Rail scoreboard. Ball about to Bailey. Three-pointers in the way. Spins out. Rebound. Good checkout that time by Zeller. New Bremen with a chance to knock game back up. 10-8. Ridgemont on top. New Bremen with the basketball in the front court. Quellhorst has it. Over to Thiemann. Skip pass down low to put off. He's cut off nicely by Ridgemont. Kicks the ball back out. Thiemann's got three-pointers in the way. Bingo. Aaron Thiemann, Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer, puts the Cardinals back on top, 11-10, 3:19 to play in the first quarter.
So New Bremen started that game off, or this game off, very, very slow, but then after that timeout, they have turned into a whole different team.
10-2, they've scored nine straight. Have the Cardinals take the lead, 11-10. Ridgemont playing pitch and catcher on the perimeter against the New Bremen zone. 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. That's Colton Manns has it. Hands it off to Mason Howard, top the key. Howard to Repper at the high post. Looking for a cutter, no one there. Kicks ball back out. Two Manns. Dribble drive backs out to Bailey. 25 feet from the bucket. Back to Manns. Over to Repper. Elbow jumper, no good. Partially blocked. Rebound cleared by Thiemann of New Bremen. 2:35 count in the first quarter. 11-10. Your score, the Rutland Arena scored. 3-pointer of the way. Deep one from lefty Quellhorst. A rebound grab by Ridgemont. We got a foul. Next checkup by Colton Manns draws a foul on New Bremen. Who's the foul? His first. Team third. Ridgemont right now with Colton Manns out there with Mason Howard, Xavier Stuck, Harrison Reppert, and Colton Bailey. 2:24 to play in the first quarter. Clayton Patterson to the scores table for Ridgemont. Driving effort there by Reppert. No good in traffic. Rebound cleared by Dickey of New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals. They lead 11-10. Faking a three-pointer, dump through a cutting Dickey, kicks the ball back out to Thiemann. Cross-court pass over to Putoff. Back to Thiemann. Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer is good. He's got 6 points now. 14-10. New Bremen on top. 12-0 run for the Cardinals. Clayton Patterson checking in for the first time. The senior is going to replace Colton Manns. And Coach Tillman there just telling his kids to settle down right now. It's a nice big run from New Bremen. But Jim has been the first quarter. It's a four-point game. The 12-0 New Bremen run. And we're going to have a turnover on Ridgemont. Howard dribbling through the trap, lost his balance. Shoves his feet, ball going back to the Cardinal. 1:56 play in the first quarter. New Bremen walks it up, crosses the timeline. Quellhorst with it. Over to Thiemann, back to Quellhorst beyond the three-point line. Over to Dickey. Ball versus the theme. He's going to pull up another three-pointer. Heat check time. That one's no good. Rebound. Loose out there. Grab by New Bremen. Nice hustle there. Dickey uses the deck and gets it up. Gets the loose ball. Over to Thiemann. Down low to Busse in the paint. Ball stolen away by Stuck on the backside. Ridgemont 3-on-3. Stuck presses it. Kicks the ball back out. Repper trailing three-pointer. Rims out. Rebound grab by Busse of New Bremen. 14-10. New Bremen with the basketball. And a four-point lead. Mid 20 point in the first quarter. Putoff has it over to Quellhorst. Three-pointers, no good. Offensive rebound by New Bremen. Good work by Putoff on the offensive glass. Kicks the ball over to Dickey. He's drive. Ball is loose. He does pick it up. Kicks the ball back out. Three-point away from Putoff. And it's 17-10 now, New Bremen. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. 15-0 run now for Cardinals. Patterson drives. Left-hand layup up and in. That'll stop that run. 17-12, 48 ticks play here in the first quarter. You bring the five-point lead and the ball. Three-pointer on the way. Keaton put off. He's got another Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer. He's got 10 points now, 20-12. Eight-point lead now for New Bremen. It was 10-2 not that long ago. Big burst here for the Cardinals. Repper across the timeline. Over to Stuck. 25 seconds play in the first quarter. Stuck to Repper. penetrates, finds a cutting Bailey on the backside, layup up and in. 10 points now for Colton Bailey, 20-14. 15 ticks playing the first quarter. During the basketball in a 6-point lead, Quellhorse has it. Shot faking a three, bounce pass over to Thieme, and 7 ticks to play the quarter. Over to put off. Skip pass, near pass to Dickey. Ball in the paint, kick the ball back out. Deep 3-point of the way, no good. We played one here at Ridgemont. It's been a good one. The New Bremen Cardinals 20, the Ridgemont Golden Gophers 14. Devin and I are back with second quarter right after this.
Are you tired of the same old stale beef? Well, hold on to your taste buds because we've got something beef-tastic for you. Midway Farms Beef, the beefiest beef you've ever beefed. Our beef is so fresh it's practically doing the chicken dance in the pasture. Our beef is so fresh it's still telling dad jokes.
Why did the cow go to space to see the moon?
That's right, our beef is fresher than your grandma's dance moves and funnier than your uncle's barbecue apron. Get yourself some Midway Farms Beef today. Call 937-243-3047. That's 937-243-3047 and beef up your life.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Second quarter, brought to the roof loss with Andrew Benchick. And you're bringing the basketball a 20-14 lead. Been a good ball game so far, Devin.
Oh, absolutely. 14-20 right now. I'm starting the second quarter. The game did start off at the 10-2. The New Bremen did take a timeout, and they went on an 18-4 run.
Strong close the quarter for New Bremen. They had the basketball just the second period. Quellhorse has it. Skip pass in the corner to Bussey. Penetrates left-hand dribble, shoves a guy away. A strong finish, does not go. Rebound cleared by Reppert of Ridgemont. And I say shove, that's just basketball, but that's the physical basketball. Creates some space, just couldn't get the shot to go. Three-pointer from the other side is off the mark by Manns. Rebound cleared by New Bremen. Luther has it over the corner to Zeller. Skip pass over to Quellhorse. 7:24 to play in the second quarter. 20-14. New Bremen on top. Backdoor lob up and in. Nice catch. Zeller finishes that one off. 22-14. 8-point lead now for the Cardinals. Ridgemont works up against the 1-2-2 pressure. Reppert has it in the front court against the New Bremen zone. Pass over to Manns. In the corner now. 3-point away. Bingo. Colton Bailey. 13 points to Kenton Ace Hardware, 3-pointer for Bailey. 22-17. 5-point lead now for New Bremen. Cardinals with the basketball. Lillard has it. Dump it down to Bussey. Back to Leonard to the corner. Being guarded by Manns. Skip past the Quellhorse now. Bussey has it again. He penetrates short jumper. Does not go. Gets his own rebound. We're going to have a loose ball foul. This one must be on Repper, I think. First foul, Reppert. First in the team. 6:36 play here in the second quarter. 22-17. You bring the basketball in the 5-point lead in the Rutland Barrio scoreboard. Jim Oman, Devin Miller, near Reed Jarrell. 95.3. WKTN. Bomb by DeMuther. Shot fake, a 3-pointer. Drives in the middle of the zone. Little floater short. Rebound cleared by Bailey. Turning burden after the Golden Gophers. Manns in transition. Layup blocked. Outstanding defense there by Leonard. Rebound cleared by New Bremen. Good defense by the Cardinals, buddy.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely like, you know, what you mentioned, the MAC being a very, very hard conference, and we're seeing just how tough they play now.
Zeller penetrates, steps on the baseline. Ball going back to Ridgemont. 6:08 to play here in the first half, 22-17. New Bremen on top of Ridgemont. Subs coming in here for New Bremen. Put off back in, as well as Thieme for New Bremen. We'll remind everybody, Dev and I are going to name players of the game, brought by Root Lumber and Glazed Over Kenton, our postgame show. Stick around for that. A lot of basketball between here and there. We played 2 minutes of the second quarter. 5-point lead for New Bremen. Ridge around the basketball train, 22-17. Connor Manns crosses the timeline into a double team. Stolen away by New Bremen. Here come the Cardinals in transition. They're going to pull it out. Good decision there. Numbers were not there for New Bremen. Little Euro step runner up and in there for put off. So that's Muther. His first bucket makes it 24-17. And he's going to call for the foul. Muther at the other end. Stuck was penetrating Moves there to stick his hand in there. His first foul. Team first, 5-4 to play in the second quarter, 24-17. Your score on the Rutland Berea scoreboard. New Bremen on top of Ridgemont. In second quarter, brought to the roof loss with Andrew Benchick. Mann's looking, gets it into Colton Mann's in the corner. And we have a foul on New Bremen. This one's going to be a put off. Basically had a trap the court. Just a little too aggressive squeeze along the sideline. His first foul. Team second, 5:36 play here in the first half. Ridgemont inbound the basketball on the far side. Connor Mann's has it. Gets ball to Colton Mann's. Back to Connor. Ridgemont will set up the offense. Harrison Reprazer, 20 feet from the basket, finds a cutting Xavier Stuck. His little floater's no good. A rebound cleared by Thiemann for the Cardinals. Crosses the timeline with a little crossover dribble. Gets it to Muther. Muther at the top of the zone. Being trapped. Bounce pass for Leonard. Hesitation dribble. Kicks the ball back out. Three pouring the way from the right side. No good for putoff. Offensive rebound, though, for Muther of New Greenman. They'll reset the attack. Three pouring the way from Thiemann. Boom. He's got nine. The Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer. 10-point lead now, biggest of the night for New Bremen, 27-17. 4:49 to play here in the first half. Three-point away for Stuck. That's a nice answer. Xavier Stuck, getting his Hardware three-pointer. Give him 5 points, 27-20. Ridgemont pulls within seven, a back and forth first half. Leonard has it near side. Far side it goes to Thiemann. He's tracked along the baseline. Gets ball back out to Leonard. He penetrates into a double team. Forces one up off the backboard. No good. Good check out there by Bailey. Here comes Ridgemont. Mann's has in transition. His pass is stolen away. Bad away from the backside. Into the hands of Muther. Leonard fakes a three-pointer. Tries to find a cutter on the backside. He's looking for Zeller. Ball is loose. New Bremen comes up with a three-pointer away from the top of the key. Back iron. No good. Rebound cleared by Bailey. Strong rebound that time. And here comes Ridgemont. Connor Mann's has it under 4 minutes player in the first half. 27-20, Ridgemont with the basketball, trailing by 7 on the Rutland Berea scoreboard. A little miscommunication there, ball ends up in the crowd. Another Ridgemont turnover, New Bremen with it. Gavin Quellhorst checks back in for New Bremen. Clayton Patterson back to the ball game for Ridgemont, 3:52 to play here in the first half. Both teams a little slow out of the gate. Ridgemont answered the first 2 points scored by New Bremen, 10 in a row, and after that, New Bremen has kind of really settled in offensively. Drive, short jumper, does not go. Offensive rebound for the Cardinals, also does not go. Ball bat out, third try here for New Bremen, off the mark. Rebound, fourth opportunity coming out for New Bremen. Ball kicked out, there are several chances inside. Muther has to be on the three-point line. Cardinals aggressive on the offensive glass. Quellhorst, far side, skip pass over to Thiemann. Thiemann over to Quellhorst. Top the key, best put off. Ball kicked out, three-pointer on the way, bang, Muther. Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer there. Rogan's got five now. 30-10, 30-20, 10-point lead again now for New Bremen. Mann's tries to answer the three-pointer zone. No good. A rebound cleared by New Bremen. The Cardinals turn and burn. Muther penetrates a little five-footer in transition. Up and in. He's got seven. And we got a Rutland Lumber timeout by Ridgemont. 2:56 to play in the second quarter. All of a sudden, it's New Bremen 32, Ridgemont 20. We'll be right back.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
256 play in the first half. Basically 3 minutes to go before the Spirit Creek halftime show. Big 3 minutes for the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. New Bremen with a 32-20 advantage. 12-point lead for the Cardinals, biggest of the night. After the lumber timeout, Ridgemont works up. Ruppert's got it. Pass over to Stuck. Cross the timeline. Bounce pass corner Manns. That's Colton Manns with it. Looking. Gets the Ruppert high post. Finds a cutting Stuck in the backside. Layup up and in. 7 points now for Xavier Stuck. 32-22, 10-point lead now for New Bremen. In the front court, it's Quellhorst. Kick the ball in the corner, three-pointer on the way for Muther, no good. A rebound, batted around. Stuck comes up with a turn and burn. 2-1 now, 2-on-1 for Ridgemont. Patterson does not get the layup to go. Good work, though, by Colton Manns. He finishes, lays it in. His first bucket makes it 32-24, 8-point lead for New Bremen. 2:15 to play here in the first half. Ball bounced to Muther near side. Over to Thiemann. Eyes a deep three-pointer. Spins out. Offensive rebound grabbed by Leonards. New Bremen getting great offensive rebound position against his 2-3 zone. Ball stolen away in the paint. Ridgemont has it. Patterson in transition. Nice little behind-the-back pass to Manns. 4 points for Colton Manns. 32-26. Lead is now six. Six straight points for Ridgemont. Quellhorst deep three-pointer. Offensive rebound grabbed by Leonards. He goes to deck. It's either a foul or a travel. Officials say let him play. So it's a travel ball going back to Ridgemont. But again, Jackson Leonard's getting, it seems, every offensive rebound, Devin.
Oh, absolutely. I want to take a second to touch on Clayton Patterson there, that assist that he had earlier on. He's one of those guys that will just go on the court and work.
Has Devin brought a spark here off the bench here in the second quarter for Ridgemont. 3-point shot for Bailey's off the mark. Rebound cleared by Thiemann in transition. Layup does not go. Rebound by Ruppert of Ridgemont. Gophers with a 3-on-2. Manns leading the way. Picks up his dribble. He's trapped. Trapped looking. Finds Patterson in the backside. Shot is up. Blocked. Gets his own rebound. Good defense by Bussey. Ball over to Patterson. Can't quite control. Looks like the ball is a hot potato right now. And right now, New Bremen picks up about a minute here of the second quarter. Muther eyes a three-pointer, penetrates. Gets it back to Thiemann. Gets over to put off three-pointer, spins out. Rebound grab by Ruppert of Ridgemont. 52 ticks to play in the half. Ridgemont stuck to Ruppert, give and go. Finds Bailey, cutting backdoor layup up and in. 15 for Colton Bailey. Great passing by Ridgemont. 32-28, eight straight now for Ridgemont. Final 35 ticks the first half. Big stretch for both teams here. Thiemann has it over to Muther beyond the three-point line to Bussey in the corner. Over to Muther, back to Thiemann near the half-court stripe. 20 ticks to play here in the half. Thiemann has it over to Muther beyond the three-point line. Gets to the high post. Ball bat away. Nearly come up by Ridgemont, but Thiemann picks up his elbow jumper. Spins out with 8 seconds left here in the half. Stuck a rebound. Gets to the Manns in transition. Manns driving left, up and in for Connor Manns. And we have played one half of basketball here. 10-0 run for Ridgemont in the half. It's New Bremen 32, Ridgemont 30. Devin, I'll be back with Spirit Creek Union Halftime Show right after this.
The Mount Victory State Bank, established in 1929, is your friendly hometown bank. Whether you're looking for home, ag, auto, or personal loans, they're there to help you through it all. For all the latest information about online banking, debit cards, and loans, visit MountVictoryBank.com or call 937-354-3171. You can also stop by their location at 103 South Main Street in Mount Victory. All accounts insured by FDIC. Other banks have their branches. We have our roots.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Spirit Creek Halftime Show live tonight from Ridgemont. Sectional semifinal action, opening round of the tournament. Ridgemont taking on New Bremen. It would be a good one coming in. It has lived up the billing, my friend. 32-30. New Bremen on top of the half.
Oh, absolutely. You know, 14-20, like we mentioned, started the game, and then that was the end of the first half. Started out 10-2. And New Bremen took a timeout. It went 18-4 run there to go into the second quarter. In halftime right now is 30-32. Bridgemont is on a 10-0 run there to end the first half.
A big stretch there for the Gophers, no question about that. You know, we talked about it after Coach Tillman called the timeout, 32-20. 2:56 to play in the half. That's going to be a big 3 minutes. Bridgemont answers, scores 10 straight there, gets back in the ball game, and it's a situation there where, you know, half kind of comes almost at a bad time for the Golden Gophers. They had all the momentum in the world at that point. I'm sure for New Bremen, it's like, let's try and get the break. But Ridgemont's making plays, and goodness gracious, got themselves right back in the ballgame.
Oh, absolutely. As you mentioned, head coach Tyler Tillman taking that timeout. He was drawing all over that board, and looks like that draw up a few plays. Dillman's played how I expected them to see coming into this game, especially what I've seen them playing senior night. You know, get the defensive rebound, throw it long, easy layup, and that's what got them that win over Perry, and that's what they started to incorporate here late in the second quarter.
Goodman as well over to Alumni Fieldhouse. USV leading Fort Recovery 13-11 after one quarter in their sectional championship game. The winner of that game plays the winner of this one on Friday night for the sectional title. Taking another time out of Spirit Credit Union halftime show. We'll come back over the individual scoring from the first half right after this on your Region Radio 95.3 WKTN.
The Plaza Inn Family Restaurant in Mount Victory has been serving our community since 1959, offering breakfast, lunch, dinner, and our homemade desserts. Don't forget us for your next party or catering event. Also located inside the old coach room at the Plaza Inn is the dealership bar and restaurant, featuring local bands on the weekends. Stop by and check us out. The Plaza Inn and the dealership bar and restaurant are proud supporters of the Ridgemont basketball team and wish them the best of luck this season. The Plaza Inn, it's worth the drive.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. At 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud sponsor of all of our area sports teams, and all of your hard work does not go unnoticed. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 would like to wish all of our area athletes the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Ridgemont High School Spirit Credit Union halftime show. New Bremen on top of Ridgemont, 32-30. Other half of this section, we've got Upper Side Valley leading Fort Recovery 29-22 at the break, and that went over to Alumni Fieldhouse. A couple good ones there in this part of the sectional. First half scoring looks like this. For New Bremen, you got Hayden Zeller with the bucket. Jackson Leonard was 4 points. 7 for Rogan Muthert, the 9 points from Aaron Thiemann, and 10 from Keaton Putoff. Real good balance there for Corey Stevens, New Bremen Cardinals. For Tyler Tillman, the Ridgemont Golden Gophers, Colton Bailey with 15 points. Xavier Stuck with 7. Colton Manns has 4. Then a bucket apiece from Clayton Patterson and Connor Manns. Fast moving first half here. New Bremen led 20-14 after one quarter. 32-30 at the break. 10-0 run for Ridgemont. Been a game of runs, Devin, first half. And we don't see if we still see that in the second half. But two is looking at this. We see the runs and who manages that better. Or it settles into more of the trench warfare, as I call it. You know, the slugfest where it's 4 points here, 2 points here, 3, you know, a little more of the back and forth contest. It becomes a little bit more of a grind. So we kind of see A, how the game plays out, and B, who handles it better.
Right, absolutely. And I think one thing New Bremen is doing good is their air attack. From long range, I think that is what's getting them the points that they're getting right now.
Yeah, that's the thing about New Bremen, the good balance. They've shot very well from deep. They've also done a nice job on the offensive glass as well, good combination. Again, Ridgemont playing zone. Not afraid to play zone, as Coach Tillman, understandable, especially with the size differential. But sometimes when you're in a zone, you can lose blockout responsibility. And like I said, I thought Zeller, Bussey in particular, put off as well, have done just a real good job getting that inside position against that zone. And they've had the better spot there for some of those misses from New Bremen to keep possessions alive. One possession, I know I counted four shots for New Bremen. I was going to say, it's tough. Now, Ridgemont, of course, counters with their speed and athleticism. Get out in transition, go, knock down some shots. And, again, in spurts, boy, have they done that, buddy, in the first half.
Oh, absolutely. And, as you mentioned, Zeller being a good asset for New Bremen. He has 5-6 inches on everybody on Ridgemont's team, and that's helping them get those rebounds.
Been a good first half, no doubt about that. New Bremen 32, Ridgemont 30. Upper set of Alley leading Fort Recovery 29-22. The other half of the section over at Alumni Fieldhouse. So a couple good ones going on right now in Hardin County. We're going to take one final time in the Spirit of Creighton Union halftime show. Come back at the third quarter start here from Ridgemont right after this on your Region Radio 95.3 WKTN.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career-ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids' dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
We're wrapping up the Spirit of Creighton Union halftime show. Getting set for the third quarter here from Ridgemont. The third quarter brought to you by Real Falls and Andrew Benchick. And our second half start sponsor is HSLC. Remind everybody that Devin and I are going to name Players of the Game brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed Over Kenton. That's going to come during our postgame show. Postgame show is sponsored by Cessa Transport. Then after Devin and I go off the air, Dr. B. Brandon Burns is going to bring you the Domino's Pizza question of the game. First direct call at 419-675-3000. Get a large one on pizza from Domino's. About the last 20 seconds here of the halftime clock. Again, huge crowd here at Ridgemont. Devin noted the long lines of the concession stand. Just looking out to our right, my goodness. Dying down now a little bit, but been a fun night here in at the Dean Dome, no question about that, buddy. This is what the high school sports are about, Devin.
Oh, absolutely, and it brings an extra sense of community too.
Yep.
Everybody around the area coming to this. It's not like professional sports where you decide, hey, I'm going to follow this team and you just follow them. I mean, this is people you've grown up with. This is people that you've seen since your childhood. Everyone's here supporting you.
Yeah, it's one of those things. We got here and the parking lot was full. There was no line because the doors open at 6. 5:59, the line started. Everybody pulled out of their cars, and it's been packed pretty much since a little after 6 here. Again, HSLC, the second half start sponsor. Ridgemont the basketball. Stuck has it. Shooting the basket to our left. 3-point on the way for Harrison Rapper. Off the mark. Rebound, batting around. Last touch by Ridgemont. It's been New Bremen basketball. 7:42 to play here in the third quarter. Connor Manns, Colton Manns. Xavier Stuck, Colton Bailey, and Harrison Rapper, the 5 on the floor for Ridgemont. You got Leonard's out there with Muther, Thiemann, put off, and Zeller, starting 5 on the floor for both teams. New Bremen shoot the bucket to our right, working against the 2-3 Ridgemont zone. Thiemann has it. Skip pass over to Leonard. Back to Thiemann, top the key. Penetrates, kicks the ball back out to Muther. Shot fake, 7:20 to play in the half, over to Thiemann. Back to Muthor near side. Skip pass over to Thiemann, far side along the far sideline. Skip this one over. Three pouring the way from Leonard. Spins out. Offensive rebound. Up and in. Good work by Hayden Zeller. He's got four. Does a 6'5 senior. We talked about it at halftime. New Bremen doing a good job in the offensive glass. Reppert at the elbow in the front court for Ridgemont. Kicks the ball out. Bailey. Three pointers off the back iron. Rebound cleared by Thiemann of New Bremen. Dribble drive. Over to put off. Now to Muther in the corner. 6:38 in Kang in the third quarter. 4-point lead for New Bremen and the basketball for the Cardinals. 34-30. Leonard has the high post. Kicks the ball back out. Three-pointer on the way. For put off, no good. Rebound, bat out of bounds. Last touch by the black and red and gold of New Bremen. Want to get all the colors in there. This is going to be Ridgemont basketball. Cooking pressure from New Bremen. Stuck in man's playing pitch and catch. They beat the press. Stuck has at the elbow. Down low to Reppert. Kicks the ball back to a cutting man. This little floater's no good. Rebound cleared by Zeller of New Bremen. 6:14 in Kang, third quarter. 34-30, New Bremen with the lead in the ball. Elbow jumper, nice little step back there for Thiemann. 11 points now for Thiemann, 36-30. Played 2 minutes here of the third quarter. Mans has it, shot blocked by Leonard. Here comes New Bremen, 2-on-2. Muther penetrates, he's tied up by Stuck and Reppert. Ball is loose. Still loose out there. Held ball. Possession is going to point the way of New Bremen. 5:48 playing the third quarter. 36-30. You're scoring the Lemuria scoreboard. New Bremen on top of Ridgemont. Muther looking. Looking. Gets him on the corner to Thiemann. Shot fake and a three-pointer. And we're going to get a foul on Ridgemont. This one's going to be on Stuck. His first. Team first. 5:46 to go here in the third quarter. 36-30, New Bremen's lead in the basketball. Luther kicks the ball back out. Over to put off. To Zeller in the corner. Thiemann top the key. Now Luther has it. Right side penetrates. Kicks the ball back out. Leonard's has it to put off. Back to Leonard's. Ball's bat out of bounds. The last touch by Ridgemont. It's going to stay with New Bremen. 5:32 to play in the third quarter. 36-30, you're scoring in the Lemuria scoreboard. New Bremen the basketball. Luther looking. Long pass out. To Thiemann. Gets to Leonard's elbow jumper. Bang. Jackson Leonard's with 6 points. 38-30. Now it's an 8-point lead. First 6 points of the third quarter scored by New Bremen. Repper over to Stuck. Crossing the timeline. Skip pass to Harrison. Back over to Stuck. Bounce pass to Bailey. Cutting on the baseline. Colton knocks that one down. 17 points now for Colton Bailey. We got a Lumber timeout by Ridgemont. We'll get one, too. 5:07 to play in the third quarter. 38-32. New Bremen on top of Ridgemont. We'll be right back.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of the Kenton Wildcats basketball teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
New Bremen with the basketball. 5:07 to play in the third quarter. Third quarter brought to the Royal Host Andrew Benchick. 38-32, New Bremen by 6. Leonard's inbounds ball to Muther. He walks it up, crosses the timeline. Nice give and go there for New Bremen. Nice little pass to put off. They're calling Leonard's, and he's got 2 free throws coming up. Fouls being Bailey, his second. Leonard's up the line for 2 throws. 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. We're going to score. 2 minutes free throws coming up. First one rattles home. 7 points now for Jackson. And it is now 39-32. Second Mineral Hydro free throw. That one's good as well. Give him 8. 4 players, at least 7 points now for the Cardinals. They lead 40-32, under 5 minutes playing the third quarter. Manns has over to Stuck. Stuck across the timeline. Bounce pass in the corner to Manns. Flip pass over to Connor Manns. He drives, kicks the ball back out. Colton Manns, 3-point away from the right side. Bingo. Colton Manns now with 7 points on the Kenton Ace Harbor three-pointer. 40-35. New Bremen's lead is 5. 4:33 and counting the third quarter. In the front court, Muther has it. Over to put off back to Muther. Penetrates right side. Cut off nicely by the Gophers. Back to put off. Deep three-point lane out for Threeman. Threeman spins out. Rebounds batted around loose. Grabbed by Leonard. He's got 10. Three players in double figures now for New Bremen. 11, 10, and 10 for Thiemann, Leonardson, Putoff. It's 42-35. 7-point lead now for New Bremen. Colton Manns over Xavier Stuck to the high post. Kicks the ball back out. Repert three-pointers off the mark. Rebound cleared by Thiemann. 3:52 to play in the third quarter. New Bremen with a 7-point lead in the ball. Ball kicked out to Boother. He penetrates. Cut off by a couple Gophers. Ball reverse far side. Thiemann has it. Nearly travels. Does a good job maintaining his foot. Kicks the ball back out. Three-pointer on the way for Putoff. He's got 13 now. Getting a start with a three-pointer. 10-point lead again now for New Bremen. 45-35. Colonels had an answer for every Ridge Mountain run so far tonight. 3:27 to play in the third quarter. Manns. Over to Manns. Back to Connor Manns. Has it now. Resets the attack. 3:17 to play here in the period. Colton Manns has a long bounce pass to Colton Bailey. Elbow jumper, no good. Rebound cleared by Thiemann. Long outlet pass, bat away. Good defense there by Colton Manns. Prevent the layup for New Bremen. Mason Howard checking in for Ridgemont. Clinton Patterson coming in the ballgame as well. A couple subs in as well for New Bremen. 3:07 to go in the third quarter. 45-35, you're scoring the Rutland Arena scoreboard. Doing with the basketball and the lead. Thiemann off the inbounds, drives, athletic layup, does not go. Ball batted around again. Seen that a lot tonight. New Bremen runs down that loose ball. Good work there by Quellhorst. Find a cutting Bussey, and he is fouled. 2 minute arch retreat coming up. 2:55 to play in the third quarter. This foul is going to be on Patterson. Two-minute arch retreat for Bussey. 2:55 to play in the period. 10-point lead now for New Bremen. First free throw spins out. A little flat with that one. Today's a 10-point lead. 45-35. New Bremen with the lead. Free throw coming. This one also spins out. Rebound grabbed by Bailey of Ridgemont. 10-point lead for the Golden Gophers. For New Bremen. Golden Gophers trying to cut into it. Stuck as it fakes the elbow jumper. Kicks the ball back out. To Colton Manns from a three-point line. Penetrates. Ball batted free from the backside. New Bremen comes with a turnover. You got Zeller there. There's a little runner in traffic. Off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Patterson. Gets it to Stuck. Stolen away the backside. 4-on-2 now for New Bremen. Quellhorst penetrates. Goes right at Ridgemont. Good drop foul on Colton Manns. Two throws coming here. Middle Hodgson free throws coming up now. For Gavin Quellhorst. 5'11 sophomore. Two threes coming, two free throws now coming. Middle Hodgson free throws for Gavin Quellhorst, the 5'11 sophomore. Knocks that one down. 46-35, 11-point lead for New Bremen. Second free throw coming up here for the Southpaw. Getting brought by Mid-Ohio Energy. That one's good as well. Yeah. 47-35, 12-point lead now for New Bremen. Ridgemont the ball in the front court. Ball bat out of bounds. 2:26 player in the period. Patterson inbound for Ridgemont. Throws the backcourt to Xavier Stuck. Over near side of Colton Manns. Over to Howard, beyond the three-point line. Ball goes corner out of Patterson. 2:15 in counting the third quarter. Ball under Stuck. He goes up, and he's fouled. Tried a little elbow jumper there. I don't know if they're going to say it's shooting yards on the floor. That foul is going to be on Bussey, the second. They're going to say it was on the floor, not in the act of shooting. So it's going to be Ridgemont basketball underneath the bucket. Steve Orne over there discussing the call with Team Stuck on the far sideline. And the inbound pass is picked off by New Bremen. Run out here for the Cardinals. Oh, boy. Hard foul there is put off what into transition. Goes hard into the end zone. Fouls be on Ridgemont's Patterson, his second. Put off now with two free throws. A couple of Ridgemont guys hustling back, trying to break up the play. And put off standing up here, shooting free throws. I'd say no worse for wear, but I'm sitting up here. First minute Roger free throw. Does not drop. Stays 47-35, 12-point lead for New Bremen. Howard checks it out, as well as Colton Manns for Ridgemont. Connor Manns, Harrison Repper, Clayton Patterson, Xavier Stuck, and Colton Bailey, the 5-on-4 for Ridgemont. 2-on-9 to play in the third quarter. Second free throw up and in. 14 now for put off. 48-35. 13-point lead, biggest of the night for New Bremen. 2-on-9 to play in the third quarter. And Ridgemont walks it up, Manns over to Patterson, near side. Beyond the three-point line. Picks up his dribble, gets to the Manns. Back over to Stuck, bounce pass to Repper. Elbow jumper does not go. Rebound grab by Boussia of New Bremen. 48-35, Cardinals by 13. And they got the basketball. Minute 45 to play in the third quarter. 12 horse has to Thiemann. Playing pitch and catch beyond the three-point line. Bounce pass to the short corner. Kick back out. To Quellhouse, skip past Muther, three-point away from the right side, bingo. Four and double players now for New Bremen. Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer, 51-35, 16-point lead now for New Bremen. 1:23 to play in the third quarter. Bailey drives baseline, pulls up. Jumpers no good, rebound cleared by Quellhouse of New Bremen. Minute 13 to play in the third quarter. Thiemann has it. Over to Muther, top the keys, trapped. Over to Thiemann. He finds a cutting Leonards on the backside. A dozen points now for Leonards. 53-35, 18-point lead now for New Bremen. Patterson with it for Ridgemont. Penetrates 45 seconds to play here in the quarter. Gets it to Repart, little runner up and in. First buck of the night there for Harrison. 53-37, 16-point lead for New Bremen. Final 35 ticks the period. Quellhouse has it against the Ridgemont zone. 30 seconds to go here in the quarter. Layup up and in for Thiemann. Just splits through the demon. The Ridgemont defense. Golden Govers, I think we're thinking they're going to play for the last shot. Thiemann aggressively attacks. Gets a left-hand layup. 55-37, 18-point lead now for New Bremen. And a steal in transition. New Bremen picking the ball up. He kicks the ball back out. Trailing three-pointer. Shot fake for Thiemann. Kicks the ball back out to Muther. He's going to eye a three-pointer to the right side. Bang. 13 points now for Rogan Muther up the Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer. And New Bremen pulling away here after three. It is now the New Bremen Cardinals 58. The Ridgemont Golden Gophers 37. We'll be back to the fourth quarter after this.
Are you tired of the same old stale beef? Well, hold on to your taste buds because we've got something beef-tastic for you. Midway Farms Beef, the beefiest beef you've ever beefed. Our beef is so fresh, it's practically doing the chicken dance in the pasture. Our beef is so fresh, it's still telling dad jokes.
Why did the cow go to space? To see the moon.
That's right, our beef is fresher than your grandma's dance moves and funnier than your uncle's barbecue apron. Get yourself some Midway Farms beef today. Call 937-243-3047. That's 937-243-3047 and beef up your life.
Hey neighbor, want to know what makes a community bank special? At Middlefield Bank, it's our people who take pride in sharing banking expertise for every stage of life, like buying a home. If you're looking to become a homeowner, Middlefield Bank has a mortgage that's right for you. Whether it's a fixed or adjustable rate loans, be sure to ask about available grant funds too. We're Middlefield Bank and we're proud to be a part of your community. Stop in today. Learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Got 8 minutes to go here in regulation at Ridgemont. Fourth quarter brought to the Rolfo's Andrew Benchick. Ridgemont the basketball, new with a 58-37 lead. 26-7 that quarter. for New Bremen. Ridgemont with the basketball. Reppert has it. Over to Connor Manns, top the key, back to Reppert. Bounce pass to Cutting Stuck, his elbow jumper. High arcing shot, it drops, give him 9. Colton Bailey, 17, Stuck 9 to lead Ridgemont. 4 in double figures for New Bremen. 14 for Putoff, 13 for Thiemann, and Muther, 12 for Lennartz. New Bremen the basketball, a 58-39 advantage. 3-point away from the left side, off the mark. Rebound, good hustle there. Last touch by Muther is going to go back to Ridgemont. Over to Alumni Fieldhouse, 40-39 over Set of Out, the 1-point lead in the fourth quarter against Fort Recovery. The winner of that game will meet the winner of this game for the sectional title Friday night. Manns, it's Connor across the timeline to Reppert, beyond the 3-point line for Ridgemont. Skip pass to Bailey, 3-point away from the left side, spins out. A rebound cleared by Lennartz of New Bremen. 7:08 and counting to play in the fourth quarter. Round foul in the front court is going to be on Connor Manns. It'll be his first, team first, 7:06 play here in the ballgame. Again, after Deb and I go off the air, Dr. B. Brandon Burns, you're bringing the Domino's question of the game. First trip, call 496-753-3000. Get a large one-eyed piece from Domino's. New Bremen inbound the ball in the front court. Thiemann has it. All-conference player for the Cardinals. Nice little floor general from New Bremen. Gets it to Lennartz, the top of the key. Muscles his way in the paint. Pivots, kicks the ball back out to Thiemann. Good decision there by Lennartz not to force that. Thiemann a little behind the back dribble. Being contested by Manns. Nice little one-on-one matchup there. Bounce pass back out to Putoff. Kicks the ball out to Thiemann. Shot making a three-pointer. He's going to pull the elbow jumper. No good. A rebound cleared by Stuck, and he's fouled. A nice job of New Bremen running some clock, didn't get the shot to go. Ridgemont does steal off the possession, Stuck in the rebound, drawing the foul from Lennartz, his first. Team first. 6:34 to play in the fourth quarter. Ridgemont the basketball trailing 58-39. Reppert skip past the Manns, crosses the timeline over to Reppert, top the key. It's Connor Manns. Now Colton Manns has it beyond the 3-point line over to Reppert. Eyes a 3-pointer from the far side, does Reppert shot, no good. A rebound grabbed by Jackson Lennartz of New Bremen. 6:10 to play in the fourth quarter. 58-39, your score on the Rutland Berea scoreboard. New Bremen with the basketball in the 19-point lead. Thiemann eyes a 3-pointer. Thinks better, gets the ball back out to Lennartz. 22 feet from the basket. Over to Dickey. Hands off the put off. Now to Thiemann, ball shook free. It's out there forever before Ridgemont does run it down. Bailey comes up with it. Golden Gophers now in transition. Bailey has it. Ball reverse far side to Manns. He drives in transition. Layup up and in. Colton Manns, 9 points. 58-41, 17-point lead for New Bremen. 5.5 to go in this one. And we got a Rutlumber timeout by the Cardinals. We'll get one, too. We got 5:32 to play in this one. It's New Bremen 58, Ridgemont 41. We'll be right back.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137 for any questions.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
5:32 to play in regulation after the Rutlumber timeout by New Bremen. The Cardinals the basketball, a 58-41 lead. It's been a game of runs, and New Bremen's had more of them than Ridgemont. Right now, Ridgemont can say they have one more good push in to try and narrow this thing down under 10 in the next couple of minutes, make things interesting down the stretch. Put off skip pass over to Thiemann. Ridgemont, the man-to-man now, can't afford to play zone. trailing by 17 points with 5 minutes to go in this one. Thiemann has it. Left-hand dribble cut off by Manns. Gets ball to put off. Back to move through top the key. Shot cake, penetrates, hands the ball back to put off. Finds a cutting Zeller on the backside. Zeller drives a right-hand scoop shot up and in. 6 points now for Hayden Zeller. 60-41. 19-point lead now for New Bremen. Four players in double figures for the Cardinals. Connor Manns has it. Bounce pass to Bailey. 4:44 to play. Back to Connor Manns. 20 feet from the basket. Finds Stuck. Elbow jumper short. Rebound cleared by Thiemann of the Cardinals. He's in transition. Finds a cutter on the backside. Layup up and in. Leonard's with 14. Leonard's with 14. Put up with 14. 13 with Thiemann. 13 for Muther. 62-41 lead there for New Bremen. 3 point for Stuck's off the mark. A rebound cleared by Thiemann. In transition. Left-hand layup up and in. He's got 15. 64-41. 4:08 to play in the game. New Bremen in control at this point. Bailey, deep three-pointer, basically from the student section. Shot is off the mark. Offensive rim by Stuck. Finds Repper on the backside. Layup up and in. 4 points now for Harrison Repper. 64-43. 21-point lead for New Bremen. In the front court, Muther has it for the Cardinals. Spins, working on Howard. Gets the ball back out to Zeller. 3:39 and counting this one. Skip pass over far side to put off back to Zeller, who reposts the left side shot, no good. Offensive rebound, up and in. Leonard's got 16 again. New Bremen's done a great job in the offensive glass. 66-43 now, 23-point lead for New Bremen. Repert left the other end of the floor, layup it in. Nice little pass there from Howard. 66-45. Ridgemont tries to answer. 21-point lead in the ball for New Bremen. Ball kick out to Muther. 3:05 to go on this one. Muther between the legs dribble. Being guarded by Howard. Reverses field. Gets the ball over to Putoff. He drives. Finds a cutter on the backside. Shot is partially blocked by Bailey, who gets the rebound. Had Zeller cutting on the backside. Ridgemont transition. Stuck, runner up and in, and he's fouled. 11 points now for Xavier Stuck with the Mid-Ohio free throw coming up. Leonard with the foul is second. 1 Mid-Ohio free throw coming up here for Xavier Stuck. Colton Manns back to the ball game for Ridgemont. 2:45 to go on this one, 67-47. 67-48, Stuck knocks down the mid-range free throw. Rutlumber timeout by Ridgemont. 2:45 to go on this one. New Bremen 66, Ridgemont 48. We'll be right back.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Hey neighbor, want to know what makes a community bank special? At Middlefield Bank, it's our people who take pride in sharing banking expertise for every stage of life, like buying a home. If you're looking to become a homeowner, Middlefield Bank has a mortgage that's right for you. Whether it's a fixed or adjustable rate loans, be sure to ask about available grant funds too. We're Middlefield Bank and we're proud to be a part of your community. Stop in today. Learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
2:45 to go. This is what New Bremen with the basketball at 18-point lead, 66-48. Ridgemont picking up full court pressure. Ball inbound to Quellhorst. Being guarded by Repart in the backcourt. Quellhorst across the timeline. Ridgemont trying to run and jump. Nice job beating the pressure, does New Bremen. Quellhorst dumps down to Boosie, who's fouled. Shot was blocked by Bailey, but he's fouled. Fouls being Bailey's third. Rylan Boosie, the 6'3 junior, 2 mid-range free throws coming up. 66-48, New Bremen on top. First free throw, up and in. First point of the night for Ryland. 67-48, 19-point lead for New Bremen. Carl's made the long drive over here from Western Ohio. They've answered every Ridgemont run. Second free throw's off the mark. Rebound cannot be controlled by Ridgemont. It's going to stay with New Bremen. 67-48. 2:33 to play in this one. And we're going to name players the game brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed Over during the postgame show. Right now, New Bremen with the 19-point lead and the ball. Muther has it. Working on Howard, short jumper blocked by Howard. Rebound is loose, grabbed by New Bremen. Three-pointer on the way is off the mark for the Cardinals. That was Lennartz. It was heat check there for that one. I don't know if that's a shot that Coach Stevens wanted. At the end of the floor, Reppert drives and he's fouled. To be on the floor, fouls on Lucy. He's got three fouls. Team with three as well, 67-48, 19-point lead for the Cardinals. Neiman and Lennartz check out, 31 points between them. Two of four Cardinals in double figures tonight. Ridgemont and Mouse basketball. Reppert's got the ball back over to Bailey. Three-point in the way from the right side is short. Rebound cleared by Quellhorst. Long outlet pass over to Putoff. He's going to back it out in the corner. Kicks the ball back out to Quellhorst. Over to Muther. In the corner, Zeller has it. He's going to pull it out. 1:55 to play in this one. New Bremen running clock with a 19-point lead, 67-48. Muther has it. Eyes open, three-pointer. Back iron, no good. Yeah, I see Coach Stevens again looking out on the floor. That's two consecutive possessions where I think New Bremen maybe could have run clock rather than shoot three-pointers with the lead. Ball goes out of bounds to Ridgemont. Of course, you have options when you're up 19, in fairness.
Oh, absolutely. I want to take a second, too, after Jim and I go off the air. Stay tuned when Brendan's going to give you the Domino's Pizza question of the game. First correct caller at 419-675-3000. We'll pick up a one large item pizza from Domino's.
Last pass goes out of bounds. Right between the trio of Stucks on the far side. Don and Bob couldn't get a handle on it. Mason's right next to him. He would have grabbed it and knocked it in. Ball goes out of bounds. Turn to run Ridgemont. 127 to play in this one. Ball kicked out to Muther. Down the three-point line. Dribble drive hand off to Quellhorst. 120 to go. 67-48. New Bremen on top. Muther being double-teamed. We're going to have a timeout by New Bremen to prevent the turnover. 114 to go in this one. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Clayton Patterson checking in for Ridgemont. As I say, barring a Sports Center moment, by that I mean if Ridgemont comes from 19 down to 114, it'll be on Sports Center tomorrow morning. Gophers are going to check out a great year at 15-8. I think they are ahead of schedule. Young team, just the one senior, Devin. It's been a great year. You're runners-up in the conference. You win 15 games. You host a home playoff game for the first time in school history. It's been a good year.
Oh, absolutely. And, as you mentioned, only having that one lone senior, Clayton Patterson, for the Golden Gophers, they have a lot of growing to do. They have a lot of juniors coming up to be seniors next year. And I think next year is going to be a great year for them as well.
USV leading Fort Recovery 51-45, fourth quarter score. And New Bremen has it here for the final 113, 67-48. Ridgemont, some new faces out there. Dominic Curl in the ball game for the first time tonight, I believe. Joined by Cody Kaiser. Got Dawson Manns out there also for Ridgemont. Landon Eaton. And Shane Schelt, the five out there for Ridgemont. Getting some tournament action for the final 44 seconds, 67-48, New Bremen running clock. Quellhorst, long pass over to Grant Dickey. 33 seconds left to Quellhorst, back to Muther. Skip pass over in the corner to Busey. 25 ticks to go in this one. We've got a foul on Dominic Curl. He's in the books now.
And, as you mentioned, Ridgemont having a lot of growing still to do yet. With them only having their one Lynch senior and New Bremen having six on their team. With them being in a very, very tough conference, six seniors opposed to Ridgemont's one. This is almost what we expected here tonight.
Curl fouls again. 20 seconds left. Team foul number four. New Bremen also clearing the bench. Four players in double figures for Coach Corey Stevens. 16 for Jackson Lennartz, 15 for Aaron Thiemann, 14 for Keaton Putoff, and 13 for Rogan Muther. That's good balance, 16, 15, 14, 13. Make it easy for guys like me. 17 points for Colton Bailey, 12 for Xavier Stuck to lead Ridgemont. Final 20 seconds left. New Bremen runs some clock. Gavin Dickey has it. Ball stolen away in the backside by Kaiser. Driving layup up and in. Cody Kaiser with the layup, 67-50. Freshman gets the bucket. 4 seconds to go on this one. 3, 2, and 1. We got a final here from Ridgemont. New Bremen defeats the Ridgemont Golden Gophers 67-50. New Bremen advanced the sectional championship game on Friday against the Upper Sutter Valley Fort Recovery winner. Ridgemont ends their season at 15-8. Devin and I will be back with the Sessa Transport postgame show right after this.
The Mount Victory State Bank, established in 1929, is your friendly hometown bank. Whether you're looking for home, ag, auto, or personal loans, they're there to help you through it all. For all the latest information about online banking, debit cards, and loans, visit MountVictoryBank.com or call 937-354-3171. You can also stop by their location at 103 South Main Street in Mount Victory. All accounts insured by FDIC. Other banks have their branches. We have our roots.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality, leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
Opta Health Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, Opta Health has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at optahealth.org. Opta Health wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. At 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud sponsor of all of our area sports teams, and all of your hard work does not go unnoticed. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 would like to wish all of our area athletes the best of luck this season.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
We're wrapping up the Sessa Transport postgame show. Ridgemont Golden Gophers fall to New Bremen 67-50 tonight. Division 4 boys basketball sectional tournament action. New Bremen improves to 10-13 in the season. They're going to advance the sectional title play against the Upper Sutter Valley and Fort Recovery. Last score I had, the Rams up by 9 in the fourth quarter in that one. Ridgemont ends a great year at 15-8. Scoring looks like this for New Bremen. Ryland Boosie with 1 point, 2 for Gavin Quellhorst, 6 for Hayden Zeller, then 4 players in double figures for New Bremen. 13 points for Rogan Muther, 14 for Keaton Putoff, 15 for Aaron Thiemann, and a team high 16 points for Jackson Lennartz. For the Ridgemont Golden Gophers, 3 players had 2 points each. Cody Kaiser, Clayton Patterson, and Connor Manns. 6 for Harrison Ripart, 9 for Colton Manns. And then 2 in double figures for Tyler Tillman's team. You got a dozen from Xavier Stuck. And 17 points for Colton Bailey. Just too many runs tonight, buddy, for New Bremen.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, as we mentioned throughout the game, it's been a game of runs almost. New Bremen going on a run there towards the end of the first quarter, 18-4. And then a 10-0 run by Ridgemont going into the halftime, 26-7 run the third quarter. And then ends up being 50-67 at the end of the game.
67-50, New Bremen defeats Ridgemont. We'll take one more timeout. on the Cessna Transport Postgame Show. Come back, name our players of the game right after this on your Region Radio 95.3 WKTN.
The Plaza Inn Family Restaurant in Mount Victory has been serving our community since 1959, offering breakfast, lunch, dinner, and our homemade desserts. Don't forget us for your next party or catering event. Also located inside the old coach room at the Plaza Inn is the Dealership Bar and Restaurant, featuring local bands on the weekends. Stop by and check us out. The Plaza Inn and the Dealership Bar and Restaurant are proud supporters of the Ridgemont basketball team and wish them the best of luck this season. The Plaza Inn, it's worth the drive.
Are you struggling to keep up? Like many, you may feel your budget has been stretched to its limit. Are you having difficulties due to poor credit? Let Quest Federal Credit Union help you find your financial fitness. Schedule an appointment today to go over budgeting, credit score restoration, and personal finance. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season. Jacobs Electric is a family-owned business providing reliable, detail-oriented services to our community and yours. With over 40 years' experience and 24-hour emergency service, Jacobs Electric is here for you, always. Call 419-679-1545 for all of your electrical needs. Here at Jacobs Electric, we proudly support all of our area athletes and wish them good luck in their tournament action.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back one final time. Cessna Transport postgame show from Ridgemont. New Bremen defeats Ridgemont 67-50. Sectional tournament action. The Cardinals improved to 10-13. They'll advance the sectional title play on Friday against the winner of Represented Valley Fort Recovery. Golden Govers end an outstanding year of 15 wins. Anyone win 15 games has been a good year. They bow out at 15-8. Time to name our players of the game. First from my glazed over player of the game from New Bremen is... That's you.
We're gonna do Hayden Zeller. He only had 6 points tonight, but it's more of his playmaking skills, especially with him in the paint. Those rebounds definitely helped New Bremen get the win tonight.
Yeah, four players in double figures from New Bremen, but boy, Zeller helped make him go there. Seemed he got every offensive rebound, did a good job defensively as well, clogging up the paint on Ridgemont's drives to baskets. Then a number player of the game from Ridgemont is going to be...
Yeah, we're going to do Colton Bailey. He did lead the way for the Golden Gophers tonight with 17 points. He was basically all over the court. He was a team player, but he was also the point scorer. And, you know, it's good to see a player that can do both.
Again, your Rutlover player of the game, Colton Bailey from Ridgemont. Your Glazed over player of the game, Hayden Zeller from New Bremen. Final score here. New Bremen defeats Ridgemont 67-50. New Bremen now 10-13. Ridgemont at 15-8. My color commentator, Devin Miller, our injury back at station. Dr. B. Brennan Byrne, this is Jim Holman saying good evening, everybody.
Thank you for joining us for regional basketball tournament action on WKTN. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnson, FLR Insurance Center, Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, Quest Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, the LW by Twirl, Twirl Bridal, The Plaza Inn, Mount Victory State Bank, Midway Farms, Kenton Moose Family Center 428, Jacobs Electric, Cessna Transport, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchick, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union.